Thank you very much. We appreciate it. A few years ago, we were, when I had first gotten together a group that I'm currently still with, for the record, Quicksilver, they're all on vacation except me and Terry Balcom, and we need money, so we got to work. But anyway, we used to play over in Columbia, South Carolina, a place called the Quarter Moon. Anybody from South Carolina, from Columbia, remember the Quarter Moon? We played over there two or three times, I guess, and had such good crowds that they had to close down. So I met a fellow over there during that period, and we got acquainted. And as a matter of fact, he was responsible for us being there for the very first time. And later on, he called and he said, "I really, truly love bluegrass music. I listen to it all the time, and I got I buy records continuously, and I'm trying to learn everything I can do to find out about bluegrass music, what makes it work." And he called one day, said he wanted to have a bluegrass festival, and he wanted to see if we would be the host band for that festival, and asked me to give him some ideas about my ideas about a festival. And we proceeded to talk about it, and it just so happens that the ideas that I had in the way that a festival should be presented were just about identical to his. And so that was the way that the first, second, and third Dole Lawson and Quicksilver Festival came about. And it was largely due to you people and your cooperation and appreciation for the music that he had along with us, but he did most of the leg work and all the promo work and stuff, trying to present a show that you would enjoy and something that you could bring your family to, and everybody enjoy themselves and have a good time. Then later on, he came up with the idea that that we had recorded two albums, we meaning the Bluegrass Album Band, and had a third one due out very shortly, and it would be a shame not to do a tour with this group. And the first thing we thought about, well, how are we going to get everybody together at the same time, because everybody has different jobs. Crow heads up the New South, and of course I've mentioned Marin, Jerry's with the Whites, Tony's in California, which is almost a world away, and does a lot of studio work and a lot of different types of music. And of course Bobby is with Ricky Skaggs. But we felt that the people that had bought our records deserved to see us in action. So we scrambled around and tried to get everything put together and finally managed to do it. This fellow is the manager of the tour, and he's responsible for putting all the dates together and working so hard, along with the Dole Lawson and Quicksilver Bluegrass Festival in Denton, North Carolina, which, by the way, will be held again in 1984. Plug. I'd like to present right now our manager for this tour, Mr. Milton Harkey. Milton, you want to say anything? Leave your face off now. Don't put that nose on.
Don't get him started.
Okay. He said to say hi to everybody. That's we're going to pick some for you now. Here's one that Bob recorded with Bill Monroe back in 1925. When,
was it
55.
35.
25. What do I know?